Good morning, colleagues. Good morning, Chairperson, Deputy Minister.
Hey, Ndomani. Good morning, Honorable Slongo.
Good morning, Slongo.
Yes, Ndomani.
Deputy Minister, Minister.
Deputy Minister, Deputy Minister Ndomani, how are you?
I'm the Minister. Good to go.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Person, seemed to me that we have a TV show this morning. Some of us showing tongues and so on. Let them please close the videos. Thanks.
Oh, you. Yes, so. Oh, let me start in it. Okay. Good morning, honorable members.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, all.
Oh, good morning, Honorable Dennis. Good morning to our department. I'm singled by our Deputy Minister. I'm not sure whether the Minister is going to be in, but I've seen Deputy Minister is already on platform. Let me also greet the leadership of state, led by the advocate Dave and all the members and staff. You are being welcome in this meeting. Honorable members, because today also are going to have a plenary. Those who are in the parks, 12:30 buses will get in. So we must be like business-like, but having our time consuming on giving the way forward in discussion. I'm taking this opportunity also, honorable members, I'm seeing that every day since we came back out of COVID, but we still every day lost lives. As we're sitting here, we know that our Rick passed on. Makudo, condolences on behalf of the committee to the family and their friends. Also, honorable members, let me congratulate Banyana Banyana on defeating Algeria 2-0. We're proud of our women. And then also the male Proteas defeating New Zealand, who are getting there, honorable members. I wish that this year it must also be a year of our own Bafana Bafana, because now we are seeing Banyana Banyana every day getting there, hoping that Bafana Bafana, they will pick up their socks. Honorable members, to you, all the members, and guess where I hear those who may be in their families have bereavement, condolences who are passing as the committee. I'm amongst those that I must say that in coming days, I won't be with you because I will be having a funeral at home as the leader of Amazomo Samue, Osi Chief Ngangomhlaba will put him at rest on Friday, hoping that we'll be having a good meeting on Friday. I won't be around. I'm taking this opportunity to welcome everybody. And then, honorable members, can now I ask the members, firstly, the Zoe to put slide the agenda on the screen. Honorable members, this is the agenda of today. Can honorable members, can honorable members adopt the agenda?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the agenda. Good morning, and I concur with your opening sentiments. Remarks, thank you.
Thank you, honorable. Thank you, honorable Mshonga. Yes, honorable Adams.
I second the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you so much, honorable members. Honorable members, the agenda has been adopted. DG, with your encouragement, can you introduce not DG, I've seen that it, Zoleka, may we have apologies of today's meeting?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have an apology from the Minister who is attending the launch of Human Rights Month. We also have an apology from Mamu Kawula, who has a personal commitment. Inkosi is attending a workshop on traditional leaders, and Mr. Sibiz, Ms. Malomani are finalizing interviews with the PC on public and administration. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sending the apologies to you, honorable members. Honorable members, today in our committee for MKB, Honorable Tutuz de Lesibia is a full member of the committee, as you are aware that Ms. Maroa was just in our committee, but Honorable Tutu Zelisibia, can you greet us, Tutu?
Colleagues, I'm Tutu Zelisibia, also a MEMS chairperson.
Hey, I'm suspecting that, morning, I'm suspecting that you are an alternate, and then we are full time in our committee, but not in this small meeting. I will check. We are welcoming you. Did you? Honorable Deputy Minister, I was trying to check DG who is here with him, but I've been calling him even before the opening of the meeting. Can I give it to you, DM, to lead this department of yours?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Salo. And greetings to the members of the Portfolio Committee and the guests that are here with us from both organizations that are going to present to you. Because you had said we must be business like chair, I had thought that my remarks I will do after the presentations, after the members have asked questions. I know that DG is here with DG Sumaya Khan, amongst others. So maybe any one of them must just and then allow the presentation from US state. Please, Sumaya.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable
Honorable members.
DG, thank you so much, ADM. Now the DG is with us. I've forgotten to tell you, Honorable members, I was not aware of just leadership of boxing already in. I was not aware. Good morning, leadership of the boxing South Africa. DG?
Honorable Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members of the Portfolio Committee on Sport, Arts and Culture. Good morning to my Deputy Minister, Ms. Deputy Minister Mafu, Chairperson, and to my colleagues from Boxing SA, as well as SAFE. It is a pleasure to be here. I will introduce my team. We've got DDG Khan, Sumaya Khan, who's with us. We then have the Apology Chairperson from DDG Chikotamba, who is at the launch of the Human Rights Month, as well as DDG Kumalo, who is at the EU South Africa Dialogue, and therefore could not be here. Honorable Chairperson, I will not waste time and rather just ask that DDG Khan take us on the overview. And then we will add if there is anything else to add thereafter. Honorable Chairperson, if that is
fine. Thank you, DG. Thank you, DG. Honorable DG Khan. DG Khan. DG Khan, can we assist us, DG, and the Zoom? DG used to have problem of network. DG?
Can I then... can we share the document, Lodic?
DG, I'm still waiting for the sharing drive.
For the shared drive, the sharing right?
Yeah, to share the screen.
Yes, yes.
So they have to send me the sharing right. I've requested that.
Yes, you can share, Lodic.
Lodic, you are given the right to share. Okay. It's thank you very much, Honorable Chair. It's not really a long overview because with the entity itself, but we just wanted to share a few highlights in terms of just reminding us what are the responsibilities of South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport, so that at the end of the day we are able to know when they present that they are within what mandate. Then of course I will not talk much about the vision and mission. That will be done by the leading the CEO, and then we'll also then just give a financial performance and non-financial performance, as well as then the issue of just at the high level of the audit outcomes without going to details. The critical area for us is in relation to the item number 6, where we always have a responsibility in relation to governance matters about composition of the council,
the oversight activities that are conducted, as well as the nature and composition of the executive management and the staff. And then I will ask that we move directly to the next slide. Lord, can we move to the next slide? Here we are just indicating that the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport is an entity, public entity, established by the Act of Parliament, and that is 14 of 1997, whose mandate is mainly to promote participation in sport, which is free from the abuse of prohibited substances or methods intended to artificially enhance performance in one way or the other, as well as then rendering the impermissible doping practices, so that they are then put into effect in all our sports. As we know that the athletes will always be under tremendous pressure to perform, but we need to have clean sport. And that is also then the issues about adhering to the matters of fair play, as well as the medical ethics as prescribed and allowed by various sporting codes in terms of what is applicable use of drugs, which drugs can be used. The issue is that also the issue of the health and the well-being of the sports person is quite crucial, and therefore then SAIDS is responsible for ensuring that South Africa is having a clean sport free of drugs. Chairperson, if we also then look at the issue of providing technical obligations for the country, both in terms of UNESCO, WADA, as well as the African Union, that is some of the technical responsibilities that they have. When we look at their performance, Honorable Chairperson, if we go to the next slide, they will highlight, the CEO will talk to that, but we can just indicate that there has been continuous improvement in their performance, and there is a cut in terms of the column that talks to 2021, where they were able to achieve 80% of their target, which has been an upward trend from the 2018 56-60 to 80%. Therefore, there is a sign of a improvement in terms of performance. And if we look at then the budget that has been provided, particularly from the side of government grant, there was just a dip in 2018-19. But if we look at 2020, the amount given to them was just a slight increase from 2019, which was 28,710,26, and then this number money then increased to 28,754, Honorable Chairperson. And if you look at other income that they make for themselves, so you will see that there has been some movement in relation to the budget that they have, of a slight increase despite the challenges that they are facing in dealing with the anti-doping trend in the country. So if we look at Chairperson on the unqualified, on the audit, we have a clear indication that as we indicated, improvement from 2019 to 2020, which indicates the performance at unqualified with no finding. In fact, they had obtained a clean audit, Honorable Chairperson. Lodwick, I don't know where you are. Lodwick, can you move with the presentation? Lodwick?
You see, sometimes I don't hear what you are saying in the end, so I'm trying my best to just get your voice. On which slide are you now?
11. Slide 11.
Is this one, DG?
11. Yes, composition of the board. Chairperson, we just want to indicate here the board. Yes. The composition of the board, Honorable Chairperson, with an indication of the board whose term of office will end in 2022. This is this year, 30th of November, and the composition of the board has got 7 males and 3 females. But in terms of the demographic distribution, the Honorable Chairperson, you will say that it indicates clearly the composition of black, colored, Indian, white, and therefore then there is a reflection of a non-racial composition. But the issue is just the issue of women imbalance. But in terms of skills that the board requires, it's got almost all the necessary expert skills from legal, governance to medical, and so that they're able to adhere to that. So Honorable Chairperson, I think then on the, if we move to the issue of the composition of management, we there also have the CEO who is a permanent, many of the posts are all filled. If you were to move to slide 13, Lodwick, just look at the composition of management. Lodwick, can you hear me?
We are on slide 13, DJ.
Slide 13 on the screen, DJ.
Yes, Chairperson, but...
Okay.
Yes, that is the slide I was referring to, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Slide 13. This slide then talking to the composition of management, and that the posts are filled in relation to the functionality of the board. So we believe that this agency is able to then carry out its function. And we believe with the filling of posts that are critical, hence the results are showing both on audit as well as on performance. And therefore then, however, we then give the breakdown of the complement of the staff, which is 18, and we give then the indication of the gender breakdown, which is 10 females as well as 8 males. Can we move to the next slide, please, Lodwick? Lodwick, can we move to the next slide on the
composition? This is 15, DG.
Composition of the staff.
I've been there.
Yes, that is who we are. Yes, it's slide 14. And that is a breakdown just of the staff, that it is there are 10 females. Yes, 10 females and 8 males. And then the composition is 6 black, 9 colored. And then one Indian and two white. So that is a breakdown, Chairperson. And then if we look at the challenges, there were challenges that had the department to try and intervene, working through the minister. One of the issues was the issue of the appeals, which was ineffective, resulting in the risk that we might face court cases. And the matter was then resolved when the minister replaced the appeals board chairperson, who there were clear indications of non-attendance and execution of her job, and then the one member of the appeals board. And then, of course, the issue of the act being outdated, and that is the SAFE Act, which needs to comply with the World Anti-Doping Code, which then came into effect now last year in January 2021. And there is a process that has been undertaken to ensure that the act is amended and aligned with the World Anti-Doping Code. Then, Chairperson, one of the issues is the lack of cooperation, the challenges we have with the Department of Basic Education, in particular with the access to schools in order for states to conduct anti-doping education, as well as the actual testing. This matter is being addressed between ourselves, particularly at myself, the level of the DG to DG, so that at the end of the day, there is access. But we know that some of the challenges education raised is the issues of consent, particularly when it comes to testing of children by the parents. And therefore, it's not an easy thing that they can just simply authorize, but it is work that we are engaging with the Department of Basic Education. Chairperson, I will end there. And then request, if possible, then that we stop at this point on our presentation. Just to apologize, Chairperson, about the mix-up of the years and some of the 1920 where it's supposed to say 2021. It is our error in terms of the capture of the last column. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, DG. Thank you, DG. Now, can we give this opportunity to our guests of state? We don't know who's going to take us. I'm giving to you, states.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to the Deputy Minister, honourable members, DG, my own colleagues. I'm going to put off the video so that we have better reception, if you don't mind, Chairperson.
We've seen you, please, Mr. Graham.
Thanks,
go
Chairperson.
On.
Just an apology from our Chairman, Judge Lex Mpati. He's indisposed.
Maybe the boardroom of space, they must switch off the video. They will open the video when someone is talking. Yes. Thank you. Go on.
Thank you, Chair. So apologies from our chairperson, Judge Party, who is indisposed. I am deputizing for him. I'm also pleased, Chairperson, that our CEO, Khalid Khalan, can be with us this morning. He's been ill for a while. And he's made an effort to be with us here this morning as he regards this as a very important part of his responsibility. Chairperson, we have complied with lodging the annual report as required. I'm aware, Chairperson, that our presentation did not arrive on time. And it was very simple, Chairperson. Our CEO was ill, like I said. And because there are a number of compliance issues, the report was put together by our CFO, who is with us today as well. So my apologies for that, Chairperson. But by way of introduction, I have the CEO with us, Khalid Khalan. I also have Advocate Dave Mitchell with us, who's the Chairperson of our Audit and Risk Committee, and who has served this committee well over many, many years. And then, of course, I have Onkin Ngwane, and it was very pleasing to hear what the DG talks about the audit for this past year. So, Chairperson, our CEO will make the presentation, but I also just want to give notice up front that, like all other organizations and persons throughout the country, SAIDs were not unaffected by COVID-19, from staff members to former chairpersons, and we actually lost one of our former chairpersons, Dr. Ismail Jakut, which I know this committee acknowledged at the time. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd just thank the committee for that as well. He was certainly one of the stalwarts of this, and the work which is being done today is as a result of the work that people such as himself and others have put into SAIDs over the years, and today we can pick the benefits from the artwork. Chairperson, introduction, I'm going to ask Khalid to come in and to start the presentation. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Graham Adams. Mr. Khalid, take us through. Now you can open your video, Mr. Khalid. Now that boardroom is disappearing.
Thank you. Sorry, we just had a technical problem. Good morning, Chair, honourable members, the Deputy Minister, DG, and DDG Khan, colleagues. Thank you again for the opportunity to present our 2021 annual report. As Mr. Abrams introduced, everyone who's present to represent says, we will take you through a... sorry, we're just having a... There we go. Thank you also, DG, for giving an overview from DSAC's perspective in terms of its oversight of SAIDs. So I won't touch too much on the governance, as the DG has already covered these areas. The background to the presentation this year is obviously in the context of a lockdown pandemic. So our performances are going to be in the context of that, where a sport was literally shut down and severely restricted. A lot of our performance over the lockdown period was predominantly focused on the athletes that were going to the Tokyo Olympics, as that was the only international sports event that was really happening. All other sports events, international and domestic, were uncertain and were postponed. Of our presentation, again, we presented over the years to Parliament. So the committee is quite familiar with the nature of our work and also our mandate, and also that we presented unqualified reports over these years. I've included just a slide from the DG's presentation a week ago in the DG Tech CEOs Forum, where he outlined the audit performance of sales. And as mentioned by Mr. Abrams, we had an unqualified clean audit for the year under review. I'm going to touch on just two operational areas. The annual report, which the members received when it was tabled, goes into much more technical detail on the various operational performance. So I'll give you an overview of our performance, but you're more than welcome to ask me specific questions that you picked up in the actual when you reviewed the electronic copy of our annual report. As mentioned, it was in a pandemic year. So what I've done is I've done a comparison to give you an idea of how our activity in 2020 and 2021 compared to previous years. Under the year in review, we did 209 tests. Previously, we did 1,766 tests during that year. With less tests, or also comes less positive dope tests. Unfortunately, South Africa is still one of the highest violators globally with doping. And though we only did 209 tests, we still had 21 cases compared to 54 the previous year. Again, because we tested more in athletics, they also had more cases. And not all the sport codes were tested in 2021. And as mentioned, because a majority of sport was shut down or severely curtailed. The performance in anti-doping, South Africa, in terms of sport, coaches and athletes and administrators really embraced technology during the lockdown. And it wasn't only anti-doping education that saw that surge or embracing of technology. It was also other aspects of learning in sports and other forms of communication. South Africa became one of the top 10 online users of WADA's global e-learning platform. The entire Olympic team South Africa, both the Olympic and Paralympic team, all the athletes went through and completed the online course prior to leaving the shores of South Africa for the Tokyo Olympics. Many of the national federations, your previous annual reports, we always mentioned that some national federations are really lethargic in terms of engaging with states around education. But during lockdown, that actually changed. The overwhelming majority of both national sports federation and provincial sports federations were really proactive and engaged with us to keep the athletes and coaches busy and engaged. They really asked us to do e-learning webinars and other online education sessions. And it was largely due to the advantage that we have, especially in the urban areas of South Africa, that we have a fairly sophisticated internet infrastructure. So we really want to commend the national federations and provincial federations for being proactive during the COVID lockdown. What we've also done, since we have limited now face-to-face and education opportunities in school, again, with schools being on a rotational basis and sport not enjoying the priority it did prior to the lockdown, our engagement now with schools is starting a poster campaign for schools, clubs, and gyms. So as you go around some private clubs and sports clubs, gym days on anti-doping awareness, whether it's related to steroids. That is a brief overview of two of our core operational sectors in the agency. Again, with the annual report, we focused, we normally focus a lot on the financial performance. And so I'll hand over to the chair of the our audit and risk committee, Advocate Dave Mitchell, to brief the committee and preface the comments before the CFO presents the financial performance report. Thank you, Chair.
Good morning, Chair.
Morning.
Cheers.
Chair, if I could just commend management and the board under the leadership of Judge Mapati and Mr. Abrams and Khalid for the work that they've done. Get ourselves right before we we note that the entity itself is subject to water compliance or reviews, also from ISO for the international standards. And then as a regulator and processes can be challenged in a high court or in a tribunal, these testing. So these are extra extra stresses, extra challenges, extra reviews under cross-examination, etc. SIDES' own processes have to be absolutely spot on and correct. No false starting, no gaps. And I commend them on that. Our focus has been on processes, procedures, and supply chain management to avoid unnecessary expenditure. And we commend management, and we look forward to continuing that work. There's been a lot of work done now to prepare for a clean and successful audit for the 20FA, Mr. Onkhe Nongwani. And I would also like to comment that during his time with SIDES, Mr. Nongwani has qualified himself as a CA, and we are absolutely thrilled to see the work that he's doing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. There are those who are talking, I don't know who are doing these. Thank you so much, CFO. I'm suspecting it's your belt. Thank you.
My apologies, Chair. Good morning to the Chair, Honourable Member, the Minister and his Cabinet, and my fellow colleagues. Before I continue with my transcript, I would just realise that this is not the correct presentation that we're going to use. So we just want to change it and put up the right one. Thank you.
You know, this pot will not open.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Chair, for your patience. In terms of our financial, thank you for the opportunity to present the financial part of our annual report for 2020-2021. In terms of our finances, the entity generated a surplus of approximately $9.6 million in 2021. And the biggest contributor to this is our operations, especially testing and education activities, had to be suspended because of this and good financial control. The entity is in a financial asset position, and our total asset at sea is $8 million versus $2.2 million in the prior year. So, to prevent incurring any deficits and to maintain a positive financial position for the entity. In terms of our audit results, the entity received an unqualified audit opinion with no material findings on the financial statements, as well as compliance with legislation or conclusion. This means that all our objectives and our targets and our indicators were clearly defined, and all our targets and actual results were accurate. In essence, the entity received what is called a clean audit in the 2020-21 year. And to correct the chair of our audit committee, this is not our first clean audit. This is our second one. Our first one was in 2019. In terms of irregular expenditure, that is approximately $2.8 million. I would like to point out that there aren't any new instances of irregular expenditure identified by management or the AGFA. The irregular expenditure that is arose from contracts that were deemed irregular in prior years, and this is a carry forward. An application to National Treasury to have the irregular expenditure condoned. We will always say their feedback on that. The submission was due yesterday, and the submission was made within the deadline. However, we'll still continue to employ strict controls over SBM and incurrence of irregular expenditure. And this concludes the financial part of our annual report. I will now hand over to the CEO to put in any closing remarks. Thank you, Chair.
To the committee, that was the brief overview of our performance, and it's more of a forest for the trees, as I meant to ask a question. When they review the annual report on any of the technical, more technical cases, you're more than welcome. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Khalid, to be with us to raise your work. We do appreciate that. Now, let me take this opportunity now. Switch on your boardroom. Now I'm giving the members to take questions, suggestions, way forward. I've seen Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Denise, Honorable Zondi. Honorable Adams, in that order, thank you, Honorable Members. Yes, Honorable Mhlongo. Your mic Your mic.
Technology failed me.
Sometimes it does to everyone.
Thank you, Chair. Okay. I welcome the presentation, and thank you for what is happening. Chair, I wanted to find out, especially to EDG, the lack of cooperation between the Department of Education for giving them access. I think this has been outstanding for some time. And I thought there's the MOI that we've signed, but now the Department again of Education is still delaying this. This has been outstanding for some time. Can we have an ETA? When is the ETA? When are they going to see DG by DG, as you were saying that? And when are they going to implement the access for SAGE access to education? Chair, when are they going to amend wait? When the amendment are coming to us for us to comment on that? And I think that one too, it's so important for us to know exactly. When are they going to do that? Ping appeal before state by allegation of offenders, and how much will it cost implicated for the financial implication? Basically, I wanted to find out, do they have any appeals before them? And then how much is it going to cost them? I wanted to find out regarding the doping, especially I know that we are going to meet Boxing South Africa, but I included this question on both sides because I wanted to find out, the presentation is quite on track South Africa that is affecting Boxing South Africa. Do you have any percentage or how does drug affect Boxing South Africa? And what are the challenges? I think the presentation is quite to know each sporting code, what is happening there, if there are any challenges, especially use of drugs or any material that is used. Now, I wanted to find out because the presentation is quite, especially in different sporting code, how far are they, what are they doing about it, if there are any challenges or there are no challenges on those issues. Last question, Chair. I am not a fundi, but I wanted to find out. I saw on their website, they're saying in 2022, January 1st, there's a substance called Cleococcalatia. C-L-U-C-O-R-T-I-C-O-I-S.
By Bambi.
That's why I didn't do biology at school because I was avoiding these words. But now I wanted to find out what does it entail? What is it all about? Because this is administered at local level. Why was it prohibited for them? And then I need more details on that for me to understand. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mshlongo. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presenters, the department, as well as SAIC. I want to start off, Chairperson, by noting the improvement, audit improvements. Mm-hmm. I have a question for the department. I would like to know what is the difference between a surplus and underspending. I know there was COVID time for all government, but I just want the department to help us. I just want to reflect reporting and the reports, when is the surplus and when what is underspending. And then the second question to the department, Chairperson, I would like to know there was an issue about a condonation request or application for condonation to National Treasury about the irregular expenditure. So I would like to ask the department if it was for both financial years, or rather want to know from the department, on what basis can we apply to National Treasury for condonation? Chairperson, I also would like to know from Said if they test unannounced. In other words, they don't inform sports culture they're coming there. And do they have the sporting schedules or pictures in advance of where the sports events are taking place prior to that? And I want to know if all sports cooperate with them for the antidoping testing. I just want to add to Member Mslongo's question, who asked about how many cases there are on the appeals and so on. I want to add by asking how many cases are in court, you know, other words, people challenging SAID in court over the drug results, irregular contracts. So I wanted to know what type of contracts were termed as irregular, because as far as I understand, it's a tender process. But there was a comment on slides about irregular contracts. And then I somehow missed the APP's chairperson. I didn't put a question there, but I didn't pick up anything on that from that goes in prior to the annual report. I want to, my last question, chairperson, is the comment about the board end of the term that ends, I think, in November. And I would like to know when will the process start to call for nominations? And yeah, I wanted to ask something about the Risk Appeal Board, but maybe if necessary later on. But thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Zond.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning to the meeting, Honorable Members, and our visitors. Chair, I don't have a question. I have two comments. Welcome the report, Chair. Normally, we regress is normally measured by either disclaimer or qualified, but not finding. But if it is does not have any material findings, I think we should give credit to them and hope their performance will be the same in the coming financial year. But Chair, I so wish the committee can comment on the support given by the department. Normally, when when the entity is not doing well, we look shy kakhulu the department ukuthi why benga support and give and manage entities and deal with challenges together. But I wish to give a credit to the department too for their support and management and good working relations with FAID so that we see these results, because at the end of the day, they are the family. The second one, Chair, is I wish the FAID can put more pressure and more budget on the anti-doping education, especially in schools, so that we avoid the consequences. Because if we deal with the consequences of positive doping athletes, it's costly and it takes us back. Rather, anti-doping education put more pressure on it so that we avoid the consequences. But other than that, I think we commend the entities doing very well. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Honorable Sibiya.
Thanks, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation. I would like to check whether what is the status of women in boxing to date? And has the internal audit department been set up at Boxing South Africa? If the board can elaborate more on the suspension of the CFO, what were the reasons? I think the irregular expenditure has been covered. was there any oversight over procurement at Boxing South Africa? Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Smear. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also greet all protocol observe. Let me also join the other colleagues to thank Seth for the presentation. Chairperson, I was covered by the previous speakers. I just have this one question to Seth. Annual report. The country is still under COVID-19. How will Seth ensuring that doping violations are kept under control? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Thank you to the department, to states, both in your presentations. Mine is just also, I'm concurring myself with the statements from colleagues, honorable members. We were aware that last time even AG was complaining about the financials of USAIDS, but thank you to the collective that today we are getting unqualified and clean audit. Then we were even worried when we were having this problem of procurement. Immediately when the CFO called to Onke did come, everything we see it moving accordingly. But also, I'm like honorable, I forgot whose honorable member was talking about the bills. Some of us, since we joined this committee, the first term and second term, in the first term, as Honorable Mhlongo was indicating, we have been having this problem of the bills that can assist the department. And may I say that, can we next time get really the exact information? What is the Department of Education together with our department doing? And I'm seeing that they've been trying to come together. And honorable members, we are aware that the testing of the athletes and the at schools, it we have been told that they didn't want that there must be a random test until the Department of Education can put a legislation which is allowing that. So really, we're encouraging, as DG was saying, and we're encouraging that it must be fast track, because really, drugs are the one of things that are making our kids not to do accordingly at school. Even when now they are in the sport, these drugs which are taken by themselves, if we can test them and communicate with the SGBs, I'm saying when we are meeting with the education, in order that through their kids, not only USAIDS, but not only each department, but the involvement of parents. Sometimes we don't even know what they are look like, but you will be seeing something in their bedrooms, not knowing that this thing it's something that they are doing a drug with those substances. So so far I know that the the outstanding problem that the new board and cared from the former CFO, if you can tell us that is the one that you want a condonation through treasurer, and what is our department is saying and to you say it, because we're aware that the expelled CFO were having a report. Could you believe it was in the past parliament that there were problems of procurement, but as we're speaking, you are not giving us exactly that what is going on about that, because now we are seeing improvement, but there was an outstanding problem of the procurement cases. So if you can tell us what is going on, the collective about the but with a small we need to work on those areas. I thank you. Now I'm taking back to firstly the department. I don't know whether now it's DJ or our deputy minister will come on the finally of a discussion and way forward. Deputy Minister, I'm giving your department to respond. So can you take them?
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm sure DJ will respond, Chair, on the issues that have been directed, the questions that have been directed to the department, particularly the issues of the MOU with basic education and others. And then states will come in and respond to direct questions, and then I'll come in.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Minister. DG, I'm seeing DG writing something on the screen. DG?
Well, thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. I'm sure the DG is saying that she is ready to respond.
Okay.
If that's the case, can I allow her to do so?
Okay, thank you. DG? Honorable DG Suma?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Good morning, DM, and the leadership of SAIDS and Boxing South Africa. Thank you very much. Madam Chair, Madam Chair has already indicated the issues around the Department of Education with the access to the athletes. And yes, Madam Chair, it is an issue with parents, and that's what they have communicated to us, that parents don't want testing to be done with testing of the athletes to be done in the schools at random. And even where there is scheduled ones and permission is sought, there is still resistance. It's something we're going to discuss with them, but with SAIDS as well, of how athletes are tested, because obviously they're minors and you would need the permission of their parents to have them tested. The issue of the amendments to the SAIDS Act, Madam Chair, I think SAIDS has formed already a committee, a task team, and the department is involved and assisting them through our Director of Scientific Support and Athlete Support. So she is part of the team and they are looking at that. I don't think that the SAIDS Act is on the legislative schedule for now. We're trying to finalize the main act. So the SAIDS Act is next. It is there. It's penciled in, but not for this year as it is, but I think in the next year or so for us to finalize it. With regard to the issues that have been raised by Member Dennis in terms of surplus and underspending that was posed to the department, and I'm sure SAIDS will also respond to that. Madam Chair, I think SAIDS does generate an income as an organization, So obviously any surplus would be what they've generated as well. So I don't think it should be considered as an underspending, but I think the CEO will also be best to tell us, you know, the issues around the surplus that they have indicated in their report as well. With regard to the condonation, because it was a question to the department as well, Madam Chair, I think, again, it's the accounting authority or the accounting officer of the organization that would need to follow the Treasury regulations. There is a guide in terms of how condonation is done. And I think the CEO or the accounting authority would be able to provide a response to that. I'm trying to look at any other questions. I think there's questions around boxing that I think will still come, Madam Chair, when boxing presents as well. Anti-doping education in schools, I think SAIDS already has a program. They'll be able to speak to that as well. Thanks, Madam Chair. Yes, we try our best to support SAIDS because obviously, you know, the interests of athletes and clean sport, I think, you know, the anti-doping code, we subscribe to that. And I think we've done well. We've also provided, you know, support to Africa through the RADOs, the Regional Anti-Doping Agency, where we pay the subscription. SAIDS themselves actually, you know, facilitates capacity building initiatives around doping and clean sport in Africa as well. So I think we support them with that as well. Madam Chair, I think somewhere in our presentation we did that our financial support to SAIDS for 2021 was around 28 million rands. It is ring-fenced funding, earmarked funding, financially to SAIDS. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you so much. SAIDS or DG?
I just wanted to indicate, Chairperson, that the surplus, the question raised on the issue of surplus as against underspending, surplus is based on the money that the entity raises other than the money it gets as a grant from the department. And then underspending is when the money allocated and transferred to them by the department is not used fully. And that is then when we talk of underspending. So it's self-generated income, surplus, and then it is underspending when it is based on the allocation by the department. The Treasury, we will await for Treasury in relation to their response around the issue of the condonation. We don't have that response as yet, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you, teacher. Can now I give it to the state's delegation.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks to the honourable members for the kind comments. We will continue to striving to perform as best as we can, despite circumstances. There are a number of questions posed by honourable members, including Mishlongo and Joseph, which I'm going to ask the CEO to deal with. And then there are other issues which both the DG and DDG has touched on, but I'm going to ask Onke just to touch on that as well. Khalid, can we have you, please?
Thank you, Graham. Thank you, honorable members, for the questions and the active engagement. It's always appreciated when we have these active questions. It means you have a deep interest and as some of you have also noted, an affection for those, so we appreciate that. I'll go through the questions and start with Honourable Mishlongo. Your question on the amendment of legislation, DGG Subaya mentioned that we are in a project plan, not scheduled for this year, but specifically on consultation with the portfolio committee in our project plan. Before everything gets tabled and before it actually goes out for public consultation, Our project plan indicates a specialized consultation period with the committee so that we can have our engagement with the committee. That is in the project plan for consultation with the committee will be able to engage with us on a more detailed level with proposed legislation. With respect to appeals, any appeals, just to give an idea of what an appeals means. In the process, we have a doping hearing with and a decision is rendered by an independent panel. If the athlete is unhappy with that decision, he or she may lodge an appeal to the SAIDS Appeal Board, which is also independent of operations and is constituted by the minister. In the last year, we had two appeals and the athletes lost both their on appeal. With respect, I'm also going to answer the question from the Honourable Member Dennis on challenges in courts, because it's all linked with the appeals. We don't have any challenges in any criminal court or civil court in South Africa. We get lots of threats from athletes that they will take us to the court, but it hasn't materialized, at least not in the year under review and this year. The member Mashlongo asked the question about our relationship with boxing and anti-doping education. With boxing specifically. We were invited to the boxing strategic planning workshop or seminar about 2 weeks ago, and our education project manager attended, and he was very pleased with the questions and engagement. He subsequently followed up the week afterwards with a project plan to roll out education roadshows specifically in the first year targeting Eastern Cape, KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, and then rolling out to the remainder of the province. And that anti-doping education will be specialized for boxers, and it will be in the different languages of those regions. Moving on to the member Dennis's question on unannounced testing. All our testing is unannounced. The international standard for testing mandates us and requires us to do unannounced testing. And as DDG Sumaya mentioned, that is one of the issues that the schools have, that we or parents have, that we do unannounced testing, and particularly in the schools. But where I say normal sports, I'm talking about cricket, rugby, football, if we go to a PSL match, it's all unannounced. We do obviously have to engage with the governing bodies ahead of time for accreditation and other logistics, but they don't know ahead of time which players or athletes will be tested or which matches will be tested. With that said, we have a very, very good relationship in terms of testing logistics with entities like the PSL, South African Rugby and Cricket and other federations. This is the operation. There was a question on the cooperation of national federations. I mentioned the really good working relationship we have with Boxing South Africa and SANABO. Again, as previous years, we've built on strengthening the relationship with not only the bigger federations, but also smaller federations, especially going out into outside of urban areas. We do take cognizance of sometimes sport is only occurring in urban areas and that outlying cities can get neglected. We plot all our activities on a map of South Africa and make sure that we have an equitable distribution of anti-doping services and anti-doping education across the country. Thank you, Chair. And sorry, Onke, can you address some of the financial questions?
Thank you, CEO, and thank you, Chair. To address the comments from Honourable Member Dennis Joseph, to the question pertaining to surplus and understanding, in the 2021 year, it was a combination of both. The surplus part of it would have been our own generated funds, and understanding part would have been due to the pandemic. What the entity has done is submit an application to Treasury to retain that surplus, and we got that approval to return the surplus, to use it again to further our operations. And then in terms of the continuation of irregular expenditure, Treasury does provide a guideline of how and when you can apply for condemnation. And I'll highlight a few instances. Firstly, there need to be no losses incurred by the entity, which there wasn't for sale. And you need to show that there was no fraudulent activity or criminal activity or any misconduct related to the expenditure. Also, the irregular expenditure needs to be investigated and reported to the audit committee and the board, which the entity has done. And there needs to be consequence management where you see if an employee was deliberately at fault or if there was any fraudulent activity, and there wasn't any. And there also needs to be value for money realized. And the entity has proven that to our board and our audit committee, hence we could submit that application to National Treasury. In terms of which contracts were deemed irregular, it was a contract for our internal audit services and our courier services for our testing samples. The process followed, there was a tender process. It was fair, it was equitable, and it was transparent. The only issue that the AG had with the process was in the manner in which our evaluation committees were composed. I think that as far as questions to me were. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable members, I don't see any hands. There are no follow-up questions. Can I give it to Deputy Minister now? I've seen the hand of Honourable Point Honourable Dennis.
No, thank you.
Sorry, Honourable Dennis and Honourable Mhlongon and Honourable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the responses to the questions. I just wanted to know from Said, if there are any organizations on you that on allegations of athletes and areas where they think you have to go, and how do you handle such issues if you get such allegations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Dennis. Honourable Mhlongo.
Chair, I'm not happy. I think you've stated clearly that this thing of the education and us, it has been outstanding for some time. Can we solve it or we cannot even solve it? Is there a solution as there's no solution? When is the ETA? They always meet, but there's no solution to the actual issue. Since you've stated, since my first term started in Parliament to date, it's still an issue. Now it's shocking to see that there's no intergovernment come in. Yes, I get the issues of concern. That one is given. Any parent must have a concern. But there's an issue of access. It's not only a concern with parents only. Let's address issues. Do they have access before? And then when they have access, obviously there'll be communication, there'll be awareness. With Baba Fundi, so what is happening? But now that issue is so important, and irrespective of parents' concern. So another issue that I'm not happy with the response from SAID, I was asking vis-a-vis different sporting code. Yes, with Boxing South Africa, you have a relationship. Last week, you have a workshop. But we have more than 50 sporting code in South Africa. My question is, does drugs or any doping affect different sports? You can give me a percentage or there's nothing like that, because we see on the media that obviously in South Africa, athletes are taking drugs before they play or before they run. Now I'm asking you, what relationship do you have with different sports, sporting codes, and those sporting codes, can you give us an average or a sample to say, Athletic South Africa, percentage-wise use of this, it's this, soccer, it's this, and I'll be happy to get an understanding exactly how far is that. But thank you for now, Chair. Thank you very much. The question is, can I spell the actual word? I wanted, it says the prohibition of substance and methods, in it's GLUCOCORTICOIDS. It's a local injection which has been added on competitions.
Thank you, Honorable. Thank you, Honorable
Chairperson. Chairperson, I didn't hear the response on my question. The country is under COVID-19. How was it ensuring that doping violations are kept under control? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Mr. Graham Adams, with your colleague.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for those questions. Just on the question by Honorable Joseph, and I will come back to that. Yes, at various times, SAIDS receives information from different sources, but obviously one has to take this on face value, and you have to make a determination whether it is a genuine information or not. So SAIDS also have its own internal processes of intelligence gathering, etc., but it is not our task to deliberately go and set up people. Our processes are consultative. Our processes are to involve all the sports bodies, and this also touches on the questions of the type of information on hand which Honorable Mshlongu is asking, but certainly whether it is rugby, soccer, or athletics, we certainly have relationships with all these bodies. All of them abide by the code. We obviously also have a close working relationship with both the department, but also with SASCOC, whose membership is made up of all the sporting bodies. So we are a body that is there for the sports movement, because we have to complement the work which they do as far as keeping sport clean is concerned. So relationships are certainly very, very solid between ourselves and the various sporting bodies. I'm going to ask Khalid just answer one or two of the other comments made as well.
Thank you, Mr. Abrams.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Thank you, Khalid. Graham. Yes, just to reiterate Mr. Abrams' comments in relation to the question from the member Dennis about tip-offs. And when people give us information about doping, we have a specific process and framework which we use to process the information. We also have a database which to link the different information for. It is vetted, and if the tip-off and information is deemed credible, we do act on it, and we also protect the confidentiality of the whistleblower, the person that gave us information. With respect to the different court codes, member Mshlongu, you are correct. Not all sport codes are equal with respect to the doping risk. A doping risk in rugby is very different from a doping risk in badminton, and the resources are allocated very differently. We have what we refer to as a doping risk profile of all the 54 sport codes in South Africa. We categorize them into high, medium, and risk, and that determines how we allocate our testing services and education services to the different sporting codes. Again, as mentioned, we're constantly working on a better relationship and forging stronger relationships with sport so that we can deliver our services. The legislation, the South African legislation, requires us not only as a public entity to deliver these services, but to deliver these services independently without fear or favor. And the framework that we use, as I mentioned, is the doping risk profile. With respect to the substances, or the substance you referred to that was updated on January 1st on our website, flucocortisone, why that was specifically mentioned, because the it's a glucocorticosteroid, which is normally used injectably, but why that substance was mentioned, because the patent had expired. So it wasn't, it's not no longer named by its brand name, it's now by the generic name, and the generic name is the flucocortisone that you mentioned that is now prohibited. So it's just informing athletes and medical personnel that the substance has a different name, no longer the brand name, that it is still prohibited. With respect to what are we doing during the lockdown, although with the easing of the restrictions, to ensure and to deter doping, we continue with our education activities, but we've also increased our no-notice testing. And with that, with no-notice testing, both in competition and out of competition, again, athletes are aware that everyone is resuming business as usual. I have commissioned a study to determine if there was an increase in doping activity during lockdown and athletes that we subsequently tested and positive cases, to see if lockdown from a scientific and research perspective, if lockdown provided a window of opportunity for those who wanted to cheat or dope with substances. We'll be able to know that within about 6 months or a year once we gather all that data and then analyze that in terms of a research project. I hope I answered the question satisfactorily this time around. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Let me again take this opportunity to thank the responses after the follow-up questions. Thank you so much. Let me give it now to the Deputy Minister to close this session of faith, in order that we must now give the Department for Boxing South Africa. Thank you so much. Faith, I won't say anything after the DM. Keep up the good work. Where we still have gaps, you must try your best. DM.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for the questions and the interactions between states, the department, and the members of the portfolio committee. Because this discussion underlies the fact that it is very important to all of us make sure that there is a drug-free sport in South Africa, in Africa, and in the world in general. The questions that the members of the portfolio committee have raised underlie the understanding of this. I just wanted to say, Chair, on the issue of the relationship between the Department of Basic Education and our department, I think we need to agree that at some point the department must come back and give a response to the portfolio committee on the progress of that relationship. We came here because it doesn't only affect the issue of faith, it also affects the school sport in general. And at some point, therefore, the department must come back and give progress on that relationship in general. And secondly, Chair, on the issue of the relationship of states with the federations. At some point, all federations do come here to this portfolio committee to give their report. And I think a standard question that is asked by the portfolio committee to the federations, their relationship with faith. So that question comes both sides. We ask faith, but we ask federations as well, so that we can understand how federations understand the importance of faith in the sport in general. And I thought it will help us, because then we will be able to see the gaps between faith and the federation when we ask the federation as well. And really and truly, I just want to say, members of the portfolio committee, the South African Institute for Drug Sport is doing a good job. I had an opportunity of being a part of a discussion last week, Thursday, of the ministers of Africa and WADA, which is a world body, on the role that they play. And there were good words that were said about our body in South Africa and how they are assisting the other African countries, because there's a lot of African countries that still don't have this body. And SAIDS is getting out of its way to assist other African countries. And I think it can only get better by us being able to probe these questions, to ask these questions, to understand its role and its reach out of us as well. So I just want to say, it's been a good discussion. I'm quite happy with it. And I'm also happy with the fact that there's been progress in improvement from the last financial years to these years, even in terms of their financial management. And therefore, we can only be saying to them, keep up the good work. And when you come back to report in the next financial year, we expect not a regress, but a better progress on the work that we have done. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. On those words, I'm releasing now the
thanks, Chair.
With states, go well, go and do more, and we're expecting you when you're coming back to have a more progressive than what we have done. Mr. Dave?
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Thank you, TP.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you so much. Go well. Honorable members, let me again take this opportunity to give the chance to welcome the Boxing South Africa, if they can tell us who is here and who's leading themselves, because we didn't, then I was not aware that they were already in. Can somebody who's leading Boxing South Africa tell us who is here? After that, I'll also give the Deputy Minister a chance to talk to the department.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, Honorable Deputy Minister, DG, and my colleagues from the board, as well as our management team, and the rest of the colleagues who are on this meeting. My name is Buthando Jack. I'm the Chairperson of the board. Part of our delegation is the board. All members of the board are here, but only one, Dr. Ntangeni, who has apologized. And we also have our acting CEO leading the management team. So that's basically who we are, Chairperson. Thank you so much. And thanks for the.
Thank you so much, Chairperson of Boxing South Africa, DM. Well, you are all welcome, Boxing South Africa, DM.
Thank you very much, Chair, and welcome to the leadership of Boxing South Africa. The DG and the team will come. Chair, and then followed by Boxing South Africa, and then, as usual, I will then come after the discussion by the members of the portfolio committee and questions that have been asked. Thank you so much.
Thank you, DM DJ.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Again, greetings to the board of Boxing SA, led by the chairperson, Mr. Jack. We appreciate the time the chairperson has given us to just provide the overview. As I indicated earlier, because we don't want to take the information that the board is going to present, we go through at a high level and enable then the details thereafter to come from the entity and this time the Boxing SA board. But we'll just remind the honorable members about the issue of the mandate and then look at the non-financial performance as well as financial performance, then the audit outcomes, the governance measures, and then we talk to the issue of challenges and interventions and the approaches for the numbering chairperson. It should be number six, not a...
Something is making noise, DJ. DJ, something is it's irritating us. I don't know what is it. Please, let's have a smooth presentation. Thank you, DJ. Go on.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will then proceed with the mandate, which is just to indicate that, again, the South African Boxing Act is the one that brings to the existence Boxing SA in terms of the Act. So it is a legally instituted board that we have also based on the Act. And their responsibilities are really at a high level just to ensure that they provide a structure for professional boxing in the Republic, but also ensure that there is proper administration of professional boxing while recognizing what we call open boxing, as well as creating synergy then between the professional and open boxing. They also then have a responsibility to promote interaction between all the key stakeholders, which is the boxer associations of boxers, the managers, promoters, as well as officials and trainers thereof in the boxing in the country. If we look at their performance, again, Jefferson, it's a huge turnaround compared to the previous year, because if you look at the performance, it's just astonishing improvement from 37% to 92%. And that indicates, again, as we will see, a lot of effort that the board has made to turn the corner. And then if we look at the three-year income or trends that the budget provided, we'll see that there was a government grant, which was moving from 14 million to 18 million. And then, of course, other forms of income were reducing, and that is from the normal 5.4 to 3.3 million rand as the other additional income that the Boxing SA tries to make themselves sustainable and financially sound. Now, when we look at the performance, as the chairperson has indicated, but they will provide the detail, is that the audit outcome is still not changed in terms of the unqualified with findings, and they will provide the details in this regard. But there are just mainly two areas that the AG had picked up that the board will talk to. What we have asked is that all the entities will should and must by now be having what we call an audit action plan to improve on the areas that the AG had asked when we met with the entities. That is a point we had raised, and we are hoping that they are working on reducing or eliminating the issue of the finding. Now, when we look at the board in itself, the minister then appointed this board. It's not a very old board. That was in December, and their 2020, and their period ends in 2023, December. So they still have 2 years to go, this year and 2023. If we look at its core, the composition of the board itself, it is properly constituted. Unfortunately, if we look at the numbers game, which I know honorable members are always interested in, is that when we talk of transformation, but then it's still male-dominated board, but we are hoping that this will change. 6 males and 1 female, and that is the composition of the board in terms of gender balance. And then in terms of slide 13, if you look at the composition of the executive and management, honorable chairperson, we do have the acting CEO, and then we've got the chief financial officer as well as the director operations. And these are the people who are at the top management. And again, as you will see, chairperson, still a challenge that it is a male dominated. I'm sure they are working on that. But the staff itself has got a majority of females, which is 7 and then 6 males, with a constitution of 18 complement of the staff. And then in terms of racial breakdown, we still have 12 who are mainly black and then 1 colored. Now, when we look at the challenges and what has been done, as we know that there have been significant challenges when this board came into being that they needed to address. One of the issues was that the internal audit had identified financial impropriety against some of the officials. And there was a request then to the department to assist in order to conduct the full investigation. And that assistance was then provided for them to conduct the forensic investigation. And the board is, we can indicate that the outcome of the forensic has been made, and they are busy with the issue of implementing those recommendations, and they are better and suitably qualified to talk to that. But what we are happy with is that they did indeed use the money to conduct the forensic investigation, and they have been able to also move in terms of initiating implementation of the recommendations in their efforts to address those challenges. But also the issue of them having to have what we call they presented to the government the need for them to be supported as they embark on a turnaround strategy. And then the minister was clear that they must have a strategic workshop, the planning workshop, which they have conducted. But that happened after we had submitted the report, chairperson. But we're happy that there has been an outcome on the 17th and 18th of February. This particular strategic workshop was conducted. And the following areas were the main areas that they wanted to address in that workshop: how to bring about pride and prestige of the national title, and as well as developing an athlete development plan by strengthening partnership with Open Boxing, and that is SANABO. We know that there were previously some challenges, but the board was able to also engage with SANABO and make sure that they begin to shape the future and a common goal about promoting boxing in the country. So then in this strategic session, they also focused on the issue of creation of a knowledge hub for our licensees, as well as for the public. And then of course, growth and development centric administration and fostering partnership and sponsorship initiatives. As we know that in the past, we used to watch boxing aplenty on our screen. And this has been a problem, but we can see that again, there is a return on our screen. It might not be where we want it, but indeed there is a step in the right direction to what. Now, the pillar that also they focused on was growth, that the board identified with the priorities, but it covered 4 areas of marketing and communication, and then the issue of broadcasting framework, but they're also dealing with sponsorship and commercialization and modernization of the sport. They also looked at transformation agenda, particularly the issue I think the Deputy Minister idea has been a champion of this area of having women in boxing really revitalized, so that women, this sport is not seen to be just a men's sport, and not just in terms of in the boxing ring itself, but throughout the value chain. So, Chairperson, that is what we wanted to just indicate, that at the 10 oversight level, those are the things that have been done, and the challenges are receiving attention. The board is working on those. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DG. Let me now give the leader of Boxing South Africa to assist us on giving the presentation accordingly. We'll direct your team, Mustard, and so on. I thank you. Lutando. Where's Lutando?
Yes, no, thanks, Jefferson. I'm sorry, I was talking to myself.
Okay, sure.
Thanks, Chair. And thanks, DG, for that overview. So you've made my task so easy, so I don't have to repeat what you have excellently articulated to the committee. Except to just say, Chair, the 2021 review period, which we are presenting to the Portfolio Committee, as everyone knows, is one of the most difficult ones. And I'm sure members of the Portfolio Committee will see this under the focus area, under program, at the program two, which deals with boxing development, where you see that, for instance, the number of the number of tournaments to sanction were quite low compared to the previous financial year. But as the DG said, in other areas, we made quite a lot of progress. Let me also indicate, Chairperson, that we've noted the questions which were asked earlier on by Honorable Sia. So when it's questioned, thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Must present now.
I will present you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Toll. Okay.
So much, Chairperson of the Board, and greetings to the Chairperson of the Board for the Committee, Deputy Minister, the management of the SEC, the Board of PSA.
First of all, Chair.
Yes,
I'm told that you are handsome. We don't see your picture here. Can you please maybe show your face, and then we'll continue with without your face? Maybe we are speaking to someone who's in the bed.
Okay. Please show your face, and you will take off your video when we are presenting. Mr. Stoll?
Yes, Chair, Chancellor.
Okay, this is Mr. Stoll. Honorable members, you can take off your video and do your presentation. I thank you.
Thank you, Chair. So this is a presentation that is submitted to the Portfolio Committee. There have been no changes as yet. This is the in an overview, we are providing the mandate of PSA, which is the South African Posting Act, number 11 of 2001. I won't go through the details as the AG has gone through and explained the mandate of PSA to the committee. And then in my second slide, the vision of PSA and the mission of PSA. And again, I won't go through because it's part of our document APP, APP and our report that are submitted to the particular committee. And again, the DG has highlighted some of our values, the vision of the mission in this presentation. Then my third slide, of course, the composition and the structure of PSA, where we have the board, which is appointed by the minister. And then under the board, we've got board committees, then the CEO reporting to the board, and then we've got the staff of both in South Africa. So this is the high-level structure of PSA Everson. I'm going to proceed. Then this is the organizational structure, which is led by the CEO, who has recently appointed the director of operations, who is part of the meeting, and the CFO, and the under the CFO, for the manager, finance, manager, HR, IT. It's just a small structure, but this is what we currently have. And we are still doing what we call an organizational review. The board is mandated to do what we call an organizational review to see if the structure that we have is really fit enough to achieve the strategy that the board has come up with. So we will be reporting in the next step about that particular task, which is in relation to the organizational review. The summary of the strategic plan for 2021-2025, our focus areas, I think we are seeing here over the next 5 years, these are the areas that we focus on as PSA, the registration and licensing, sanctioning, promotion and recognition, good talent. I won't read them on Jefferson. But these are our core functions as PSA. Then thereafter, we've got the progress that we usually allocate our budget based on. So we've got program one, which is called government administration. It has to do with making sure that there's a provision of good government, good corporate government at PSA. And then it's got the two programs, which are now the part of what we call the core activity, the core existence of PSA, that is your boxing development and boxing promotion. And they are best explained in the next now in the column on the right. Then from here, Jefferson, we have the we've got the program. We've got the target for the next budget. As I said, the summary of the strategy 2021-2025. So under program one, this is what the board said would be the target, as they can be seen on the right hand side. 5 year target for the plan. Board meeting 25 against the baseline 26, then the audit committee meeting 20. These are the 5 year target chapters. So I won't go through all of them. I think they are very clear. Then in my second slide, we've got program number two, which is the coexistence of boxing development. What we have here are activities that need to be performed under this particular program, which includes number one, training and developing of boxing practitioners, which then is a way of making sure that you understand the licensing, credible regular boxing ratings, compliant tournament attention, improved health and safety measures, amended and updated boxing regulations. And there are baselines and there are 5 year targets. So I think by 2025, we should have capacity program that has been done, 1,000 boxing practitioners less than 5,500, number of active licensed boxers 60, number of sanctioning it has 3 hundred, and third are the 5-year targets. Then the last program we have is boxing promotion, which includes the activity that we have to do with the implementation of boxing marketing and communication strategy, implementation of boxing flagship programs, implementation of revenue generation strategy initiatives, improve stakeholder relations. What I can emphasize to the person that we know that allocated to PSA is not sufficient for all our programs. So the board, like I said, there should be some revenue strategies that are initiated to ensure that we substitute or we complement the grants that we receive from government. Then, of course, APP 2021, which has been audited, and these are the results. I think in terms of program one, I won't go through all of them again because the presentation was submitted. But presentation, which is a support program to support the existence other activities of the institute, the number of meetings that we held, we had planned, actually planned according to the chart, planned ordinary four, but we had 11 special board committee board meetings, and then of course number of audit committees according to the chart, 4, but based on other special, we ended up having 6 policies developed. Plan 6, actually achieved 7. And then if we proceed to program 2, which is now the coexistence of BSA, for one, number of licenses trained, number of licenses trained, the target was 100, and then the actual citizen. And here, this program was mostly affected by COVID. If there are targets that were not achieved, it has to do with COVID regulation, and somehow we had planned for some activities at a low target, but as we saw towards the end of the financial year, some COVID-19 regulation started to be eased, and then we saw the number increasing of those targets. For instance, if you look at the number of women licenses, the actual target was 50. But you saw 75B license. So the ratings complies, everything is always has to do with the activities of boxing. So you usually expect to have 12, but in this case you have 6, and then 7. Some of these things are usual as a result of COVID regulation that impacted boxing sports. If I may go to the first, which is the last program 3, boxing promotion, the number of published boxing publications, blend type 4, and actual type 4. Urban strategies that were initiated, blend 2, and then 2 were achieved. So that's the APP Chepesin, which has been audited in the financial information. Chepesin, we have the comparison of 2020 and 2021. So you've got program one, we had a budget of 12 million and the actual expenditure was 10 million and the underspending of 2 million. And then program two, we had a budget of 5.9 and then we actually spent 5.2 and underspending of 6,000. And then program three, we had a budget of 2 million and then we spent 1.7 million. Then, in terms of revenue collection, you know that we do receive grants from the department, but there are some other items that is due to revenue collected by the department, by the entity. For instance, sanction fee, actually collected for 2021. If we compare that to 2019-2020, you will see that there was a decrease due to the issues of COVID loss in 2019 to 2020 was sitting at 1 million rand, but this year we're sitting at operating profits. Licensing fees, 722,000 rand in 2019. And then actual collected 2020-2021 versus that's higher than the estimate. The estimate was 340,000. Jefferson has said a one go through all that was sent to members. We will wait for questions in relation to the revenue collection. But all in all, in summer, the estimate was 20 million rand, and actually, then what we have is 21,433. This also now includes what we call the grant that comes from. And then in the page 53 to 60 of our annual report, there is the management letter or the audit, the report of the auditor general. And in response to that, this is what we have put in place as PSA. Number one, there is an action plan to be properly managed and monitored by the management, and which is also submitted to the oversight committee, that is the audit and risk committee, where the management report on how far are they in terms of addressing the action plans that are part of this action plan. And then we've got internal audit, which is now which is doing providing assurance services internally. But just one official that was employed. That's still also challenged because it talks to the issues of capacity. So we're trying by all means with what we have to ensure that that assurance is provided in relation to internal controls that say, are they really working? But there was an issue with regards to the issues with procurement in our audit report for 2020-2021. And then we requested our internal audit this time around to ensure that a detailed assignment or engagement is done in relation to the procurement process for 2021-2022 to ensure that everything that has been done so far is in line with the relevant procedures and regulations so that we avoid the issues that we had in our previous report. In terms of trade data, the management is conducting an assessment of the recoverability of the data owed to PSA. And the list of recoverable debt to be submitted to the board for write-offs. In terms of regular expenditure, there is an assessment which is being done, and there's also a report that was sent to provincial treasurer in relation to irregular, so that they can advise on the way forward. Because there was some, within the management, there was a discussion to some of the things that the opposition has said were irregular. On the other hand, National Treasury might have a different opinion on them. So then had to compile that report to present to National Treasury that we are waiting for the response in relation to whether those transactions can be done. And then in terms of consequence management, Jefferson, there was a question is trusted suspension of the CFO. Yes, it is true. There is a report for this that was done towards the end of December 2021. That report was completed in January 2022. It was then forwarded to the Oversight Committee, which is the committee, which then made the recommendation to the board, and the board then resolved to adhere to those particular recommendations. The report had some serious against the CFO, and then as a result, we had to suspend him and then appoint the Mr. Kenneth Samali, who is now the acting CFO. But then the disciplinary process is currently in progress in relation to that. I think Jefferson, that was my last one. I will allow the Jefferson at the board, maybe if he wants to add something to what I've just said to come in, or the Jefferson.
Thank you so much. The presentation is
in front of us. I'm suspecting now, what is going on? Yes, let's engage. I'm suspecting that each and everyone from your team will be responsible in answering the questions. I've seen the hand of Honorable Mhlongo. I've seen the hand of Honorable, let me call the Honorable Veronica. Honorable Adams. 1, 2, 3. So far, I'm having those three hands. Can I start with the Honorable Mhlongo? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Welcome to the presentation. I think you've seen the presentation, Chair and DG and the Deputy Minister. The perception that in South Africa we only have male-dominated boxing, there's no female boxing. You can see with the leadership that we have. You can see with the board members, only one female. With the management, there's no female at all. It's shocking for us to redress the imbalances of the past, for us to redress to address the transformation and diversity. It shows that we're going far. To date, I've said this, and it was a concern even in the previous term. Even today, it's still a concern. Now, do they have any ETA to address the inequality about, especially when you see there's only one female? It's shocking to see that. I think DG tried to put it so nice, but it's shocking again to date. And I think, as I've stated to the minister before, I think for us to address transformation, it must go across all sectors, all sporting codes, not go rugby only or not cricket only, all across. And there must be one mechanism for us to address it. It's either there must be independent boards too for us to make sure that we address that. Chair, I wanted to ask the CEO or any board member to respond to this. There's this general feeling from South African that the fraternity, which is here like EWBC, does not care of Africans or South Africa. What is their view? These are perceptions again, that the fraternity, that is WBC, does not care about Africa. What is your view on that, or about South Africa, because you are in South Africa? What is their view on that? And I wanted to, again, the question that I've asked is said, I'll ask it to a boxing South Africa regarding the presentation is quite on drugs in South African boxing. Why are they not telling us which there are challenges within boxing? For an example, there's the article issues of, because it's a public issue, Ntombazane yase Cape Town by the name of Ellie Mishe, and she's now at the street level. She's sitting at the corner. She's not participating in the boxing. Are they addressing it? Is there a turnaround strategy to address that? And when are they going to appoint the new CEO? Was it advertised? When are they going to advertise it? If it is, who are they shortlisted? When is the ETA? Not only CEO appointment, even the director of operation. Chair, you know, boxing South Africa, it has been reported, and since I joined the committee, the challenge out of not having key role players in the department. For an example, communication, legal, marketing. It's clear that it's still a challenge even today. And it was a challenge even those days. And I can put it to you, to the board, to all management, that that's why we don't have a clean audit for boxing South Africa, because you don't address the key issues that you must have a legible management team that will implement what is needed within boxing South Africa. The internal audit, the department has stated clearly, is it set up? Do you have internal audit? Who are they, if they are? And is it functional? internal audit. What is the status of labor dispute and litigation against Boxing South Africa to date, and how much to date they've spent for litigation costs? Chair, I wanted to go back to 2020. I know goodbye just this far. 2007-2009. That was due unauthorized expenditure. $705 at that time. To date, again, we still have unauthorized expenditure. Now, Chair, I wanted to find out, how are they going to address those issues? What is their strategy, or what is their turnaround time on that? And the Auditor General has found that there's irregular expenditure and there's a breach of supply chain. It is clear, but if there's no management, these things will happen. When is the turnaround time? This has been outstanding, Deputy Minister, before you joined the department. It has been outstanding, even to date, it's not even addressed. How are we going to address this? Thank you, Chair.
There's a noise outside. Thank you, Honorable Khango. Honorable members, we must try to be brief, but ask all your questions. And we don't have enough time. We did not, and we sort of members in the platform. 12:30 buses are taking Honorable Khango, Honorable Veronica.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the presentation and the opportunity. My question is with regards to safeguarding policies. I did not see any of those on your website. SASCOC indicated that all federations will have to adhere to include safeguarding measures or policy for athletes for protection. I want to know how far you came with this process in Boxing South Africa. And then I also want to know if you received any sexual abuse or harassment complaints in the past 5 years, and if, where do victims complain and what support are there for victims? Thank you.
Chairperson?
Thank you, Honorable Veronica. Honorable Adams, if everyone can be like Honorable Veronica to be brought to the point.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. Chairperson, highlights of Boxing South Africa 2020-21 financial year. I will just go straight to my question. Why did the entity spend much more on COVID-19 testing of licenses? And why was there no oversight over procurement at Boxing South Africa? And why is there no consequence management at Boxing South Africa? What is the board doing to act on the findings of the AG? And I was covered by the registration of Boxing South Africa CEO. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Member. The next Honorable Member is Honorable Zondi.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was covered by, especially Honorable Songon for a question and Honorable Adams. With the exception of one chair, women development to date, I have not heard of clearly on the presentation talking about that. Other than the chair, I think I'm covered by all questions raised by the other members. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Honorable Zondi. Honorable Denise.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just two questions. To the DG or Boxing South Africa, it's about the new structure that the DG showed on the it was showed on the screen. My question was: is that if the new structure is the completed structure or is it work in progress? And if it's completed, if the appointments of the right qualified and skilled people is aligned to the new structure? And then the question followed on that, I want to ask if the strategic workshop that took place, which is important, have also focused on good governance and financial accounting, financial management accounting, is that, because that seems to be, according to the audit outcomes, as the previous members have said, a key problem in Bokkie South Africa. And I wanted to know if the workshop addressed that as well, good governance and financial accounting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Deputy Minister, to you, now we are expecting responses. I'm trying to switch off the noise outside. I'm suspecting it's disturbing all of you. Honorable Minister, Deputy Minister.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. I think what we need to do then, the Boxing South Africa must respond to the direct questions, followed by the department through the DG, and then I'll come in. Thank you so much, Chair.
In that order, Boxing South Africa, DG, and our deputy minister, I thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks, honourable members, for the questions. I will ask the chair of finance and organisational development to deal with all questions that relate to finances, and then the chair of women in boxing, Ms. Zandi Kabini, to deal with women in boxing related questions. And then I'll ask the acting CEO to deal with administrative related questions. And then Chairperson, I'll then act as a sweeper and then pass to the DG. So colleagues, if you can just quickly deal with those questions. Thank you so much. If you can start, Mr. Maharaj. Thank you.
Why now? No one is talking.
Madam Chair, Mr. Maharaj was in and out of the meeting. I think he's having connectivity challenges at the moment.
Give
I don't
to
think
another
he's
one.
Let me ask Mecca Bini to deal with the women in boxing.
Thank you.
Questions.
We see you, Bandi. Beautiful face. You can switch all of you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, greetings to you, Chairperson of the committee members, Deputy Minister, DG, and Team DSEC. There were two questions related to women in boxing. The first one was around the status of women, and followed by women development to date, of which they are similar in responses. So let me start by painting a picture in terms of the status of women from a statistical perspective in relation to quarter three stats. We have 82 total number of women licensed in boxing, and comparing this number with the previous years, we had 100 number of women licensed in boxing, and comparing this 82 total number of women licensed in boxing to the overall pool of licenses within boxing, we are comparing to about 800 in total. So Chairperson, you can see that we are lagging in terms of total number of women licensed in boxing. So from the activities perspective or point of view,
as previously reported in this committee, that as Boxing South Africa, we have a Women in Boxing Committee chaired by myself, and the Women in Boxing Committee also developed a business plan or a program plan that consists of a number of programs, and our programs are centered around specific months dedicated to women in boxing in the country or women in the country. And this program plan, Chairperson, was shared with the Deputy Minister who accepted this particular plan. So in terms of progress to date on the implementation of the Women in Boxing program, we have capacitated the Women in Boxing Committee with one member, which is Lebo Motswedi. Lebo Motswedi is the SABC broadcaster, and we are looking at utilizing her expertise, which will benefit the Women in Boxing program by capacitating or capitalizing on some of the SABC sports platforms to communicate the Women in Boxing content to the boxing fans or boxing fans. So to date, a number of women in boxing have participated in various SABC sports platforms, whether media or regional radios. So in terms of the programs that we executed or implemented in quarter three, we hosted a Women in Boxing tournament in Durban, and that was in line with the 16 days of activism against gender-based women or gender-based violence, and it was all women boxing tournament. So we are making progress in terms of implementation of our Women in Boxing program. So in terms of the upcoming activities or developments, we have planned to implement a Women in Boxing training and capacity workshop planned for March in line with the International Women's Month. And this training and capacity workshop is also combined with the All Women Tournament. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right, thanks, Vandi. Acting CE.
Thank you, Chair. I will start with the question of internal audit. Yes, we do have internal audit, but it's just one employee.
And as the network issues.
As I said earlier, we've got one employee, which is someone who's assisting us with internal audit service internally. On matters of federal expenditure, again, the process to ensure that going forward we don't incur irregular expenditure has started, because we have put up an action plan, but not only the action plan. We have requested our internal audit service to assist us with identification of internal controls that need to be attended to, which are lacking. So we are hoping that for 2021-2022, the issues of federal expenditure won't be there, but also we want to do what we call creation of awareness and training and development to our officials in relation to SWA, making sure it's going forward, they understand what needs to be done when someone is with the SWA. So going forward, we don't expect any issue in relation to SWA. So the target would be 2022-2023. We should not have issues of recognized at BSA. And the report that was forwarded said earlier to National Treasurer, which will then give in where we expect National Treasurer to provide us with guidance on what measures we need to put in place or what we need to do in relation to that particular irregular expenditure, whether it should be condoned or they could advise otherwise. And then there was a question that talks about oversight and now consequence management. I think there is now consequence management, as I said earlier, that we have suspended the CFO due to the report that was presented in relation to the implications that he found himself in. And then that's a standard day consequence
management
at BSA. And it does not only implicate the CFO, there are other officials, and we've also taken measures to deal with that. In relation to the structure, this is just a structure, but it's the structure that not address, that not talk, that does not talk to the vision of BSA, the vision of the board. So what we have done, there is a recommended structure, which will then be approved. We're expecting that structure will be approved. There's a strategy, BSA board strategy, coming up on March, which will take into account the discussion that we had with the minister, because we just held a joint strategy with the minister on the 17th and the 18th of February. So we could be taking that and making sure that we come up with something which is customized, something which is now relevant to the mandate of BSA going forward. So then the structure, which now talks to that vision of renewing, growing, and transforming BSA, will be approved in that workshop. I already know in relation to the sexual abuse matters, there is none that I've known that has been reported to me so far, and maybe Jefferson, if you know something in relation to that, he will respond. As you have said, there are key challenges in relation to role players like your marketing, your liquor. Hence, we have the proposed strategy going forward. We've got the proposed structure, which we expect that the board will approve on the 24th of March, which has to do with the new structure that addresses the mandate and the vision and the new strategy of the board. We're going to work out the amount that has been spent on litigation. I don't have it here by my head, but the matters that are still pending, labor dispute, is the former CEO Kitty matter, the former CFO matter, and the former finance manager. Those are three that are still in progress, that are still in court. I think I covered most of the questions that were asked in relation to the administration change. Then, but you're gonna try and find the amount of the litigation and forward it to the committee.
Okay. So, Tando, any other intake?
Yes, Chair. Let me just quickly conclude the answers, Chairperson. I know that you don't have time, so I will be as efficient as possible. The workshop, let me start from the bottom. The workshop that we had, this joint strategy workshop, yes, honorable member, it also dealt with the matters of governance. And I think the DG's overview dealt with this briefly, where we talk about having a very robust hub, backbone of boxing, because if we don't have a strong administration and a robust governance, we'll not be able to realize our goals. So that was in part to the focus as well. And then, Chairperson, when it comes to issues of safeguarding policy, I'm not entirely sure what does that mean, but if this deals with matters of health and safety, the boxing, the sport of boxing is highly regulated. Both the Act as well as the regulations, they are quite prescriptive in terms of ensuring that matters of health and safety are primary in the conducting, of the sport of boxing. And as you may have seen in the report, we also talk about compliance with regards to ensuring that issues of health and safety are taken care of. For instance, at the tournament venues. And then
a chairperson, with regards to SAIDS, the partnership with SAIDS, yes, as they have said, they are independent from us. So they come into our venues unannounced and do whatever they need to do independently, and then arrive at their own conclusions independently. But going forward, we want to partner, particularly as they reported, on areas of education, so as to eliminate drugs in our sport. The matter of the CEO, as the acting CEO has reported, we are entrapped by what is happening in our courts. We have instructed our lawyers to do whatever is possible within the framework of the law to speed up the process, because this thing of having an acting perpetual acting right at the top of our administration is something that is really not sustainable. Director of Operations, we've employed the Director of Operations, Mr. Mandla, and so that position has been filled. And we totally agree with Honorable Mchongo with regards to ensuring that we've got the requisite capability within boxing, particularly in the area of boxing development, marketing, communications, and so on and so forth, so that we can raise the profile of the sport. But as Acting CE has said, we're dealing with that matter, and we'll deal with that matter also in collaboration with the department, which has been really so supportive. So I think we've got to state openly to the portfolio committee that the department has been truly joining with us as the board throughout. I think some of the questions have been dealt with by my colleagues. We just want to assure the portfolio committee that where there is malfeasance, we're not going to look aside. We're going to take action, and I think we have demonstrated that, as reported both by the DG as well as the acting CEO. Conducted a forensic investigation, was suspended. The CFO is undergoing the DC process, and those colleagues that were found to have violated our SM policy and so on, they are also subjected, you know, to the DC process. Chairperson, thank you so much, and thanks to honorable members for asking us these questions. Thank you so much.
Honorable Mhlongo, your hand is still up.
Unless, Chair, the SIPA did not answer all our questions. My questions were not answered. Unless the minister will answer my questions on their behalf, the deputy minister. My questions are not answered.
Yes, I will deal with them, Chair.
Okay. Okay.
There's just only one from my side that I did not answer, the one on the World Boxing Council. Honorable Mchongo, we've taken a decision to engage all the world sanctioning bodies, and we've had a meeting with the World Boxing Council, and we've agreed on what we need to do to the development of boxing, particularly in South Africa. And we're also engaging representatives in the country of these international boxing sanctioning bodies, so as to ensure that the national interest, you know, is primary, you know, in our engagements. So I think that's how best I can respond to the question. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, DG and the Deputy Minister, at the end.
No, thanks very much, Chairperson. I think on the issue of just to talk on the issue of women's sports, Chairperson, that and its development, that the department has taken steps in ensuring that women's sport is given the support it requires. We engaged with, firstly, I think we've got what we call the conditional grant, where we have given clear indication to the provinces, as well as to consultants around them, ensuring that at least there is under transfers provision is made to directly talk to this item of women in boxing, so that there is financial support for their for that development. And then with the provinces and the conditional grants, we also met and we made it clear to them that they must at least ensure that there is a 350,000 rand set aside towards women boxing. And then also we have said that there must be, for every tournament that takes place in boxing, at least there must be a minimum of 2 bouts that involve women boxers, so that there is visible work being done around this area. On the issue of transformation, I think the Deputy Minister will be able to talk to that. Suffice just to say that this is on record, and I think Honorable Mhlongo is correct. Even in the previous meeting, the issue of generally transformation in all the federations as presented by the department, as well as shared with the portfolio committee, who also gave feedback, is that this issue is not negotiable, particularly the representation. And if we look at the reports by the eminent persons group, the very reason why it is being pursued and the recommendations being followed up is to ensure that it is not just a matter of choice, and it addresses all levels of the sporting fraternity per code on what should change, from the teams to governance, to trainers, to junior teams and senior teams, professional. It is aimed at ensuring that there is transformation, and I'm sure that boxing does take note that it starts with the leadership structure to achieve that transformation. And I think that is what we all agree needs to happen. But Chairperson, the rest, I think I will leave for the Deputy Minister if there is anything that we have left and all comments around the issue. Thanks.
Thank you, DG, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the questions that have been asked by the honorable members and the response that has been given by the members of the leadership from the Boxing South Africa. I think we all must agree that what has been raised by Honorable Mhlongo around the issue of the transformation is a question that we should continue probing in all the meetings. We shouldn't get tired of raising it, because it's a very critical and a fundamental issue in terms of the transformation of sports. And I want to agree and confirm that what the board member, Ms. Zandile Gabine, has raised, that they had met with me to try and come and present a program of women in boxing development program. It is true. They have met with me. We had agreed that we need to have that program dedicated so that it talks to this transformation of women in boxing. Of course, some of the things couldn't happen because of COVID. We hope now that you have been given a reprieve
we will have those that program being rolled out and some of the issues that the DG has spoken to on what we had agreed upon is true. And I do want to also confirm that what Honorable Songwa has raised around the issue of the litigation costs and what the chair says that of course they don't have the numbers now. I want to suggest that they shouldn't be waiting for the next meeting where they come to the portfolio committee. They can present those numbers to you, chair, so that at least the members of the committee can get those numbers. We don't wait for the next meeting when they come and present their annual performance. That can be brought, that can be sent to you in the meantime. It's a pity the issue of the CEO, because unfortunately, until the case is finished, you can't advertise that post until that legal issue is concluded. That's what, that's one area that is frustrating all of us. But I think what then Chair Mr. Jack has said, that they are sitting on their legal people to try and frustrate this issue. Because until and unless we have a permanent CEO in this entity, we will keep on having these challenges, because you don't have somebody who is, who will be able to take proper responsibility for the running of this entity. And it's something that all of us, we are concerned about. And if you look at the report that they had presented, they do say that post to the forensic report that has been presented to them, there is a disciplinary processes that are taking place. But maybe what we need to say as the portfolio committee,
Chairperson, I'm not sure. I can't hear the minister.
No, it's just vanished, but the mic is on. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I thought I was the only one.
Did, can I come in?
Yes, DG.
The deputy chairperson, the deputy minister did indicate the challenges of being on and off. It's just mainly the system kicking her in. Kicking her out of the meeting. She has now disappeared. But I think controllably. Yeah.
Oh, there she is coming back.
I'm sorry, my network is very unstable, Chair. I'm very sorry about that. Yeah.
Maybe Chair
kicking you, but they are back now.
Okay. Maybe Chair,
thank you so much.
And I'm
sorry. No, see, maybe I'm gonna switch her off my network.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Honorable Songo. And I just wanted to comment on the issue that what Honorable Veronica raised around the sexual abuse cases and the fact that the Boxing South Africa says there isn't any. I think we need to get comfort that there isn't any, because people we must get the comfort that they are not coming forward or there are no cases, so that we create the environment where women are able to come forward if there is abuse cases, so that we don't say there isn't any and yet people are scared to come forward. And I thought it's important that we raise that case, that point, so that as the women in women in boxing subcommittee look on that matter and be able to see that even though there hasn't been any cases, but they probe it, so that at the end of the day, we know that the situation is conducive for women boxers to come forward when they are being abused. And I thought it's important that we don't just get comfortable that there are none. And therefore, Chair, I just want to say that from the last time that we listened to Boxing South Africa and this year, I think we need to agree that there's been progress. There's been improvement. Even in when you look at the report, I remember the last time they were here, there was so much heated discussion because there were areas that we thought that we're not getting the proper response that we get. But this time around, we can see the improvement. One can just hope that
this improvement gets better and it doesn't regress. And therefore, Boxing South Africa is one of the important entities. But
our DM is again kicked out. It's saying not our left the meeting.
I'm done, Chair. I'm back. I don't know what's going on, but I was finishing. Thank you so much, Chair.
It's sabotage, and that's one of the sabotage.
Honorable Song. Honorable
Song. Song. Quick.
Anything so promote to be a minister. No, you are demoted.
Quick, thank you so much, Honorable Deputy Minister. Honorable members, I'm suspecting Honorable Minister assisted a lot, starting with UDG, and now I can say Boxing South Africa. Please try to do more this good work of yours. We know that it, when you started to come, we were thinking that you cannot come to this stage. As this committee, we do appreciate, but we are aware that we are having so much problems. As we are sitting as this committee, we're not yet called SANABO. And SANABO, it's your baby. I wish you that even if now we're not yet calling SANABO, you must try to check your baby, their problems. But we're expecting the information that members are asked that you can forward this to my office and then I'll vanish to our members. In those words, we're thanking you again, Boxing South Africa. Keep up the good work. Honorable members, I'm releasing now the entourage of Boxing South Africa. Lutando, you may take whatever you want to say, but I'm releasing you now.
And Kakulu, Chairperson, thank you so much to honorable members as well. We take the messages. We can also just say we've signed in that workshop a memorandum of understanding with SANABO, so we formalized our partnership as we had promised it at the previous portfolio committee meeting. We are also uplifted by the words of encouragement from your Chair and the honorable members. And thanks also to the directions that the Deputy Minister has given. We will indeed finish the committee to your Chair.
We are disturbed, Baba. Okay, Lutando.
Yes, I was going to say, we will indeed provide a written response to those areas where we have said we don't have information. And thank you so much to all the members, to Deputy Minister, DG, as well as the colleagues from the department, as well as to my colleagues. Thanks, Chair.
You are released, Deputy Minister. I was coming to that. Okay, DG. No, I was going to say Deputy Minister, because Deputy Minister having challenges. We are right, DG. Carry on, DG.
Esicela ukubonga nathi kakhulu mphathi sihlalo we committee nokuthi usiphe ithuba nangendlela enisinika ngayo imiyalezo ukuthi sizo qhubeka kanjani. Siyathemba ukuthi ke
Point of order, Chair, can we have an interpretation?
It is in here, interpretation.
I cannot get it.
It did join us.
No, there's no interpretation.
Well, I wanted to say thank you very much.
No, Tichi, you can speak Zulu. I'm not.
Thank you very much. The person I'm being intimidated.
This one. How old are you, honorable member?
No, thank you very much, Chairperson.
Are you playing
on behalf
soccer,
of the department?
Songo? Okay, DJ, go on. I'll give. I've heard that UDM still around. Round up, DJ.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. That's all I wanted to say to the committee and also to my colleagues from Boxing SA. And we appreciate all the guidance that has been given. We are sure we will work on those areas to make sure that we continue to meet the expectations of the committee and South Africans in general that we are serving. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Hlonga Khaume, Honorable Deputy Minister.
Before Deputy Minister, apology. It's a Deputy Minister. I think I want to acknowledge there's a lady who Lagbrag, and I think you must write the letters there. Or congratulations, I've received a good service from Lagbrag of South Africa. Usonto, DJ, I think we are amazing. She has assisted us so well. I think she must be acknowledged. Honestly enough, Usonto, I forgot the actual surname, but I'll forward it to DJ. Ngabanga pali letters, siyabonga.
Masonto Molele.
Oh, Masonto, yes.
Masonto Molele.
Okay, thank you for that. DM?
Thank you very much. Noted, Honorable Mshongo. We get happy at least when you acknowledge good work, Honorable Mshongo. Thank you so much. We will make that follow-up. I just want to apologize to members with my network challenges. I'm actually on my phone now because I just wanted to make sure that I hear the end and the conclusion of the meeting. And thank you very much once more for the interaction that we have had. And I will make sure, Chair, through you, that all the outstanding issues will be sent to you. I will monitor that so that you get that information in due course, so that at the end of the day, there is no gap between the portfolio committee and us in terms of the information that must be submitted to yourselves. Thank you so much.
Thank you, DM. You are released, DM, with your team. As we are releasing the Boxing South Africa, now we are coming to our own issues as a portfolio committee. You are all released, Budi Jack, DDG, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Have a good conclusion. Have a good conclusion.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
You are all
Thank you, man.
And men are like this. They are always effective, not a dull in the committee. That's why you are like this, honorable members, honorable Mhlongo, honorable DM, and everyone. Now, honorable members, let's say I'm releasing you. I'm releasing you, honorable DDG Sumaya. They must take you out. Honorable members, let's go to our minutes. We cannot
stop for the chair before our minutes. Apology. I want to use this opportunity, Chair. I usually send you my emails. For the first time, I've getting acknowledged from Mochab. And I thought to Chab, it's a committee assistant, not your personal secretary. And which is, I'm not happy to get my response with my question, get question. When we ask the minister to come and account, I think it must be clear that there must be a schedule allowing us, which minister must come to us They must not tell me what I must ask for my question, which is, for worst of all, I've asked for my question on that issue. Honorable Veronica has asked question on that issue. And I think the response that I've received from Uchabu to teach me how to ask when we want the minister to come and account, I didn't take it light. Because there's no process. When we ask the minister to come and account, the minister must come and account. I mustn't be told which I must ask formal question. Worst of all, I've asked formal question on the issue. And I was not happy. Our artists are dying today because of the wellness. People, they don't think with our artists. And there's money plus minus 14.9 million, which was set aside for a company. And that company, for example, I don't know how many artists to date have been assisted. There was no report that I've received from the minister when I asked those questions. Now, we want the minister to come and account. I'm putting it this before we deal with them, our ministry.
Honorable Msongo, I did get your email through Jabu and Bulelwa, and I've asked Ubulelwa to have a challenge of a gadget, and then Ujabu didn't respond to you out of his her input. Because all of us on these days, Monday, were in the constituency, and I interact with Bulelwa, I interact with Ujabu, and I ask that the responses that you are getting, they were responses from me as a chairperson. But honorable members, sometimes being a chairperson, I'm not having any authority to call meetings which are out of the program of the committee. We need, like we are doing now, Honorable Msongo, which is right, we need to come to the committee and raise, and then from there we'll check out of our tight program which we have adopted, whether you honorable members, you are seeing any gap to put that. But I must tell you, honorable members, I don't take light any communique from you, but immediately now I do communicate with the office of DG, firstly to get to Norway's minister, the office of the minister. I do that immediately before I even talk to you as a collective. I've done that. I'm always doing that immediately that the members are having something like this. Here we are, honorable members. There is an email which I received from Honorable Msongo. As from today, I'll ask the office, my office, that you must get that email in order that we must discuss that. I don't undermine your email, but I wanted that just now. Can Honorable Msongo note that we are noting what we are saying, and I'll circulate your correspondence. I'm worried we have about 4 sets of meetings because I'm suspecting that we need to engage in whatever honorable members are putting outside the committee, which is everyone's right, but we need to have a bite, all of us. If you don't mind, and I'm asking your indulgence and your honorable members, that let's get to the minutes, and then before the end of this day, I'll ask Ubulelwa and Uzolek and Ujabu to circulate we raised this in chairperson's meeting about the resources to our executive secretaries. That is an outstanding challenge, that sometimes they don't have enough equipment to work, and what now they are doing, they are sharing the information. Bulelwa did, and I did respond to Bulelwa, and I went back to Ujabu saying that
she must assist with the problem that Ubulelwa is having. And whatever Jabu responded to, it was from the chairperson of this committee. I thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. I'm pleading with you, Honorable Members, who are going to be in trouble if we cannot pass these four sets of meetings. But I'm saying, I'm taking what Honorable Mhlongo is saying, and I'll ask circulation, and then Friday you must engage on that email of Honorable Mhlongo. I've already apologized that I'm having a bereavement. I'm going home. So hoping that you'll be having a good discussion on this. Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable, the staff of our committee, can you fight the yes. Honorable Members, we're having first set of minutes, which we've read, we've seen. This is of the meeting of 8 February, a briefing by Cricket South Africa on allegations of mismanagement of update on the social justice and national beating report. Maybe if any member did see the minutes and read, I did. I'm not sure whether we did ask some information which we were not yet having is an outstanding. I will ask the Secretariat to do so, to remind Cricket South Africa of what we wanted that they must give us. I'm putting these minutes to you, Honorable Members.
Chairperson, Dennis Joseph here.
Yes, Honorable Jenny.
I read the minutes. I'm satisfied. But I want to just make a comment there. When they appeared before us, it was called tentative findings and recommendations on that SJN report. So yes. The committee must just know that that they owe us a report, yes. A final report. Thank
yes.
you. But I'm satisfied
yes.
with the minutes, and some other members can propose that. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. That's why I was raising this, that I've read all the minutes, and I'm seconding you on the outstanding information that we asked. Any seconder?
I can't propose for the minutes, Chairperson. Some other members must propose.
Anyone to propose the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Adams.
Honorable Adams proposed the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.
Of the minutes, not the agenda.
Sorry, sir.
Okay.
Agenda.
Minutes, not agenda. We are repeating for the second. Okay, we understand. We are accepting your sorry. Any second? These members, it's not even easy to second the minutes.
Call them by name, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Denise. Can we flight the second set of minutes? I'm becoming frustrated when Honorable Members just kept quiet.
Madam Chair, Mr. Joseph was not seconding. He was saying call them by name.
Oh. Any seconder of the minutes which are proposed by Honorable Adams?
Chairperson, maybe can you find out, do you have a quorum? I see we members are less here now. How many are we as members here? Because I see we don't have a quorum, Chair, to move for the adoption of the minutes. Maybe Chabu can ask.
We do have quorum. We do.
We don't, Chair. Check how many numbers we have. We have
can I tell you,
I'm here as a chairperson, and yeah. Then Honorable Rachel, Honorable Adams, I'm on Zondi, Mazingosi, Dennis,
to put Dennis Lombardi, put Dennis Lombardi, we'll alternate.
I'm just trying to, that's all. Masingambali, we alternate.
Yes. Yes.
Rachel Adams, solo Vuyisile Malomane. One.
We don't have chair.
One.
Chabu can assist or who
two
is Olega can we don't have a program.
Right.
We don't have a program chair.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable, ma'am.
Honorable Mamobolo indicated that the system kicks him in and out. So I don't know. He was on the platform. Thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct. He was on the platform. I'll just check on him now.
I've seen, where is Honorable Zondi? Oh, but you don't want to second the minutes.
No, I do, Chair.
Chairperson, we don't have a quota.
No, Honorable Mshongo. I'm starting from there, Honorable Mshongo, that they were all quiet, Honorable Mshongo. Where is the Honorable Malomane?
Chairperson.
Yes.
I'm just trying to come in.
Okay.
I'm in now. I'm in. I'm in.
Who's not in? It's Honorable Van Dijk. Honorable, who else in our committee? Zoleka, can you tell us in order that we must close this meeting?
Shall we supposed to be the Columbia?
Yes.
Your turn is supposed to be...
yes, Honorable Mshongo. I do agree with you, Honorable Mshongo. I'm not disputing what you are saying. So I'm asking the Secretariat, tell us out of what is in front of you, who is not in here. One is Honorable Mamabulo. Because we need, as Honorable members, to be not careless when we finish the meeting of and then we run away because we're having quorum here. Where's Honorable Veronica? Where's Honorable who else?
Madam Chair?
Yes, so
Mr. Mamabolo is going to join us just now. He had to change gadgets because of the connectivity issues he was having.
Talk to others who's supposed to be here, who's not here. That's the information that I want. I want that it must be recorded because we've got 4 sets of minutes. They can't, honorable members, all the honorable members, that when we finish a debate, not yet finishing what we call the agenda, they just vanished because they were all here. What is going on now? Tell us who is no longer in, and then we must take responsibility, all of us, to our parties. Now, I'm suspecting now.
Can I assist, Chairperson? In the meeting chair, currently we have yourself. We have Tatu Zondi, we have Mr. Mshongo, we have Mamos Bia, we have Tatu Mazingozi, Mama Maluman. Mama Veronica is no longer in the meeting. I'm not sure, I can't get her on the phone. And then Mr. Mamabolo is changing gadget chair. So currently we have 6 members in the meeting.
Where is you didn't mention Honorable Rachel Adams. It's in here.
Also in the meeting chair, yes. So about 7 members in the meeting. It's yourself, Tatu Zondi, Mamu Adams, Mr. Mshongo, Mamu Sibiya, Tatu Mazingozi, no Mamu Maluman.
So what does that mean to us as a quorum?
Sorry, Chair, we can continue, Chair, with the adoption of the minutes, Chair.
Yes.
Chairperson, can I ask how many people are supposed to make a quorum for this meeting?
It's 6+1. We do have is not in the meeting.
But we are six. Count again and then you'll see good thing. We are six. Can you call the names? I'm writing them down and I see.
Malumane?
Yeah.
Mazingozi.
Uh-huh.
It's Mamusibia.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Mshongo.
Uh-huh.
Miss Adams. Miss Veronica just joined. Mr. Zondi and the chairperson.
Honorable members were correcting any second of the minutes, but thank you so much, Honorable Mshongo, on what you are doing. We need to be always in our meetings, Honorable Member. We are adults. There's no prefect here. We must take responsibility because it was not even easy to second the minutes as if really there's no one on the platform. Let's always be punctual. Let's always be in our meetings, not just in and keep quiet.
Chairperson. Chairperson.
I second
the
question. Thank you, Hadel. Let's go to the second set of minutes. Where are you now, Zoleka or Jabu? Yes. The second set of minutes, it was 11 February, and then the minutes were briefed by Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, on a second quarter performance report. Please move.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Veronica.
Honorable Adams.
Chairperson, I'll move for adoption.
Yes, thank you, Honorable Veronica. Honorable Adams.
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. The meeting are adopted. The third set of the minutes. Honorable members, on the 15th of February, the committee sets and with the briefing by Performance Arts Center of the Free State and annual report. Other matters presented by an overview presented by Department of Sports and Sport, Arts and Culture. A move.
Chairperson?
Chairperson?
Yes. I'm hearing Honorable Adam.
Yes, I'm moving, Chairperson, for the adoption. Thank you.
Seconded, Chair. Honorable Zondi is seconding.
Yeah, we are active, all of you now. Thank you so much. You need to do this. Thank you so much, Honorable Members. Zol, the last set of minutes. Honorable Members, we're held in the the meeting of City of Tshwane and Community on the 18th February. Please, honorable members, I'm putting these minutes to you.
Sir? Chairperson, may I move for the adoption?
It was really terrible. You are so proactive, Honorable Adam. And now I'm having problem. Those who are shouting, I've seen then hand of Honorable Malumana, because Honorable Malumana is doing what is expected, raising the hand. Others, they are just not raised hands.
And
now you want to take this, that I must know that you are present. Unshugumisile, Honorable Mhlongo, and he asked what to be here, Gopi. Who's seconding?
I do second, Chair.
Honorable Amunzondi. Yes. Yes, the minutes are adopted. Zolega? Jabu?
Yes, we are done, Chairperson.
Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to thank you, honorable members. You were so active when we were doing a discussion. Let's not undermine this thing of our minutes, because it will come back and the chairperson will be responsible of the minutes not adopted, but also even us as a committee. Now, I want to say maybe this thing of going to the buses, because you start to go earlier by 1:30 and you rush to the buses to have a test. So it does make this to be difficult. But I'm pleading that we are not prefects if you have a chairperson, or if you are a whip of your party, we must not whip you because we are all adults. And now, honorable members, let me take this opportunity to release you to go to your spot where you are taking a
temperature. I thought, Chairperson, you said we'll deal with this after the minutes, the issue agency, for us to discuss the 14.9 million, which was set aside for a company which received a tender, where our artists are killing themselves right now.
Honorable Mhlongo, it's a pity there's no one who's going to interpret what I've said. I've said, let's take the minutes and adopt the minutes. And then the honorable members, if we do have some minutes, we will, but I was proposing that come Friday, you must discuss, because it needs to be discussed. It's not that an issue that we all know about it. But now, as you have seen that honorable members, they've been called back. There is a process, they've wrote aside, that there is a process in the parliamentary village. You don't just go in the bus and go. Now they were saying they were about to get where they are taking the test. Honorable members, this is what Honorable Mhlongo is saying. You are all ears. I thank you. Honorable members.
Sir.
Yes.
No, Chair, we can't discuss an item that is not on the agenda.
Who's that?
It's Zondi, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Zondi.
Yes, Chair, I'm saying we can't discuss an item that is not on the agenda. You concluded, on your remarks, you concluded quite correctly to say you are going to send us that communique. Then on Friday, we are going to discuss not on the item that will be on the agenda, but we are going to discuss this communique, whether we want to discuss it on the agenda or want to discuss it by then, but not now.
Noted. Any other intake?
Chairperson, Dennis Joseph?
Yes, it's Honorable Dennis.
Yeah, I know that the bus is now an issue at the time, but I think the importance of the matter raised by Member Mhlongo is important. So the soonest, you know, as a chair, you can follow up on that and engage with Member Mhlongo, and we must see where we can find space to discuss important issues, critical issues. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Dennis, I'm not going to discuss with Honorable Mhlongo. My proposal is that honorable members, the office of the chairperson must circulate this email, which I got it, and I responded to Honorable Mhlongo.
And now the proposal that we are saying, it's in order, but I'm no longer going to discuss with the Honorable Mhlonga. It's an issue of the committee. So let's reflect on that, that you must firstly get the conduct of the what you call, of the image. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I totally agree with what you are saying. Let's receive the email, and then we get the we will get the content of it, and then from there we will decide if it's agenda point for the next meeting or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Madlingozi.
Oh, thank you, Chair. Thank you. Yes, I think the minister should come and attend to that. And I think, Chairperson, you correctly mistaken to say this is the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture. Yes. Thank you, Chair.
Hey, when some... let me correct, because all is going to our ICARS, Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture. I'm correcting. Whatever we are saying, it must come. Let's get the information. No one is saying that he cannot come, Minister, anytime. I'm agreeing that now, Honorable Members, let's close the matter. The matter is that in the next meeting, you will be already having the email, and then you must discuss it. Can I close the meeting now, Honorable Members? With that note, now the meetings are
done. I've raised my hand on the virtual and you don't recognize me, Chair.
No, Honorable Mhlonga, your hand has been here. I'm sorry, you didn't drop your hand. So that's why I was not aware whether you want to talk. That's the thing. I'm in the visual, Honorable Member. I didn't neglect you, because I was thinking it's an old hand.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to correct you, Honorable Zondi. I'm not saying we must discuss this issue. I have a privilege as a Member of Parliament to write to the Chairperson, for the Chairperson to acknowledge that we want the Minister to come. There's a 14.9 million, which was given to a company name, and that company, it's not even assisting our artists. Our artists are dying because of wellness. They need counseling.
Point of order. Honorable Malomani's hand and Nam, I wanted to put a point of order to you. Please respect that. Honorable Malomani.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Greetings to everyone. I think, can we just close the meeting by saying, let's all of us get the information first, because what is talking about Honorable Mhlonga now is discussing the nitty-gritty of the information. So let all of us have the same information. And then, as you've said, on Friday, we'll discuss this information to say, how do we tackle it as a committee? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mhlonga, also, I was raised the point of order saying that I've acknowledged your email, and I'm saying there's nothing wrong out of your email, and I'm putting the email that it must be in the members. What we are discussing, even myself as a chairperson, I'm not aware, and there's nothing wrong that you are aware of it, but let's have a session to take it up, what we are saying, not by just taking up something that we are not having information. Each and every member must have a bite on the information that any other member is having, in order that you must own and discuss accordingly.
Yeah, Chair, but you've advised Shabu to tell me to ask questions, but you're not aware of the issue. It's shocking to hear that. You've advised Shabu to write an email.
Honorable Mhlonga, now
I'm responding to you.
No, you're abusing.
You've asked me a question, but you're not aware of the issue.
You're not aware of the issue now.
You've just stated that you are not
aware of the detail of the issue. I've read your email.
But how can you ask somebody for me to ask questions if you're not aware? How can you ask someone to ask, if you're not aware of an issue, how can you say I must ask questions?
How do you advise me to do that?
Honorable Mhlongo,
I'm saying I don't know the detail of the issue, Honorable Mhlongo. I cannot say that that email must forward it to the members. I'm not aware. I'm aware that there's an issue, but not a detail.
Yeah. The question, Chair, is if you're not aware of the issue, the detail, Honorable Mhlongo. But how can you advise me to ask questions?
Why are you not respecting us? How do you want me to ask questions if you're not aware of the issue?
You ill-advised me via Ucha. You're not aware of an issue. You want me to ask questions. It's ill-advised.
You are ill-advising me via Ucha. Honorable Mhlongo. Thank you, Chair.
What you are saying and what you wanted to conclude on the matter is that we hear that there is a matter on the table. Let's discuss it on Friday. All of us having information on the matter will deal with the issue. So what you are doing, you and the chairperson, it seems as if the information that we are speaking about is about you and the chairperson. But you must take us on board, all of us, as members of the committee. That's what we are requesting some of us to say. Let's have information, every detail, everything that you know. Can you please put it in writing if it is not in that in that letter or in your request letter that you've sent to the chairperson, so that all of us we can be on board, so that when we request the minister to come and account to us, we all have the same understanding, the same information. That's our request. I think it was correct that the chairperson can close this meeting on a point that on Friday we'll tackle this matter, all of us having some information, same information, all of us. But what you are doing, you and chairperson, you're out of order. As a belief talk to Moya Fas, Kehuper, Kalvito, Lamren, Jeez. Thank you, Chair.
I was not aware that you can speak Sesotho. Thank you so much, Honorable Malomane. Honorable Mhlongo, your case is important. I'm repeating, I don't know how many times, but we are not having the detailed information. I'm asking you that come Friday, you must prepare to brief the honorable members in order that we must all be in par of the information that you are having. If you can, Honorable Mhlongo, close the matter on that note, Honorable Mhlongo. I'm pleading you, my colleague.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy, Chair. The members must get the letter. It's fine.
Yes.
But the
yes.
issue that I'm concerned with, you know, Augaze, for years, you acknowledge and say we'll talk about it. This time you advise me to write questions. And today, Utigimi, you're not aware of an issue. Now, I find it ill. But nonetheless, it's fine. Let's get the letter and then we'll discuss it on Friday. Thank you.
Honorable Mhlongo, also I want you to correct you. I'm aware about your email, but I'm not aware about the detail of what you're asking. That's why I've said I must, when we are presenting, in order that we must be par in the understanding, we'll get this information from you. So maybe
the way that I'm putting it was wrong, but I meant, Honorable Mshongo, to say I'm not aware about this information, the detail, I know that you wrote to me, but in order that both you and our members, we must get a full detail and then discuss, in order that you must both handle the issue. That's what I mean, Honorable Mshongo. But thank you for your understanding. Now the meeting is adjourned, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good night. Bye, colleagues.
Thank you, Honorable
Mshongo. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Malumani. Honorable Members, now let's prepare for the plenary. I thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Members.
Thank you.